We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Chance's girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same.
Prince is your artist of the day. They have just released the name of the deputy who was shot and killed today. The other one said to be in critical condition. The deputy who was killed at 11:16 this morning is Deputy Patrick Rohrer, R-O-H-R-E-R. He had been on the deputy or the sheriff's department for 7 years. He was 35 years old. May God bless him and his family. The family asked for privacy, of course, as you can imagine. Under investigation by KCK. And we understand the female deputy is still in critical condition at KU Medical Center. Okay. 576-7798. We will do Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. We are on the road at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Blue Springs, 1 week from today.
You guys doing anything fun this weekend? Scott, since it's your birthday today, anything?
It's Father's Day on Sunday.
Right?
It is.
Doing anything?
I think we're doing brunch with Kelly's parents, and then we're doing Red Lobster with my family.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, because Red Lobster's kind of awesome.
Cheddar biscuit, anyone?
Yeah, I'm going to have a cheddar biscuit.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah. Should have what are you doing for Paul?
I have no idea yet. Got to figure that out in the next day.
All right.
Going to work on it.
What are you doing for Chris?
Okay, now,
hear me out. Absolutely nothing.
Hear me out.
We're going to do something. I just don't know what.
Christopher has been in Illinois and Moline, Chicago for like 6 days now.
Yeah, and what happens when your husband and a father of three, technically seven, really, if you think about it, when they go out of town, your phone does not work to make reservations for brunch.
Correct.
It's so weird how that works.
So weird. So I asked him today, because I haven't seen him, I said, hey, you know, what do you want to do? What do you want to do?
No.
Yes. And you know what he said to me?
I don't care.
He said, I want to play golf Sunday morning with the guys. And I go, that is fabulous.
Yeah, that's fabulous because I didn't do anything.
Absolutely.
And I have no plans for you. So since you made plans for yourself, that's great. Can you imagine if Chris didn't do anything for you for Mother's Day, or if Paul didn't do something for you for Mother's Day? You'd be pissed.
I'm not saying we're not doing anything.
Again,
I'm just saying he's not
right there with
here. You know, we haven't had a chance. I mean, it's literally, what are you doing? Great. How's it going? Great. Okay.
You can't make brunch reservations at the club?
Yes, we can do that.
Or did you?
Know where you know his favorite place? He loves Harvey's, loves Union Station.
Did you make
I thought you said Arby's.
No, Harvey's. Well,
I thought
five for five.
I thought she said Hardee's. I'm like,
very cheap date.
But you didn't make reservations. Would you be mad if he had forgotten Mother's Day?
Because, again, I can't make the reservation because what he wants to do is get up and play golf with his buddies. So I don't want to be like, oh, hey, by the way, at 10 a.m. we're supposed to be at Harvey's.
What he's trying to do is let you off the hook gently because he knows you didn't do anything.
No, not true. He's already put himself on the tee sheet. He's playing golf on Sunday.
And
I love that. That's what he wants. He wants to go out and be with the boys. I love that.
And so Paul, who has fathered one of your children and is fathering the one that's currently in the oven, you didn't do anything. You didn't make a reservation. Did you get him a gift?
His parents are coming up to our house on
Sunday.
Well,
that sounds like murder, but that sounds terrible.
Because you know what, Kara?
He wants to hang out with his father on Father's Day as well.
You know what you can always say about Father's Day when someone's asking, what did you do for your husband? Hey, my father.
Oh, my God.
That's what my dad used to always say to me when I would be like, hey, what are we doing for mom for Mother's Day? His absolute 100% of the time stock answer was, she ain't my mom.
Oh, my God.
And as for a gift for him, we will go out and get it tomorrow before Father's Day.
Because you were just reminded.
No, you've got a whole 24 because hours. I was broke. I had $8 in my checking account until this morning.
Until midnight. It wasn't this morning. Thank God. It was midnight because I got an alert, baby. Woohoo!
I needed payday so that I could get him a gift, and
you
it's going to be
$8
lovely.
In your account?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
No.
I think you might have trumped me on that
one. It was a really tight
Thank
couple
you.
Of weeks.
I agree.
I went out of town, so that kind of kills my budget every
yes.
time.
Yes. All good. All good.
Where'd you go?
We will Peoria, do something Illinois. Fabulous. You were in Peoria?
Yeah.
Oh. Chris was in Moline.
Woohoo.
You know what's amazing is how awful the two of you are.
Why are we awful?
We're
still
going to
celebrate Father's Day.
I already have something done for my father for Father's Day.
And I already gave my dad his present.
What was it?
I got him a new belt and a gift card to Lowe's.
Oh, good
He's
for you.
He's very excited.
Oh, the man store. Okay.
That's good.
That's what he wants.
Okay. But you didn't get anything for the actual father of your children.
Again, no money. I have money now.
Oh, you found money for dad, but not for the father of your children.
Money now.
I
wasn't going to see my dad on Father's Day. I'm going to see my husband after payday, so it's fine.
Now, you can say, Scott, I think you are just being grumpy, blah, blah, blah. But this plays into something I've argued about for years, that dads are somehow stereotyped. And if women... were stereotyped the way fathers are stereotyped, you guys would be throwing a fit.
There is some research to back you up on that, actually.
I know
is there?
Is.
Yes. Father's Day spending is forecast to reach $15.3 billion this year. Okay.
What is it for Mother's Day?
$23.1
billion. $8 billion more.
Yeah. And the average spending on dads is about $153.
Mm. Damn!
The average spending on mom... 180.
Mm. Okay. Like, you saw the Cheerios commercial that was so controversial years ago, where it was the biracial couple. By the way, did I tell you, I said it to Kelly a couple of months ago. I said, is it me or are there a lot of biracial commercials on TV these days?
Yeah.
Well, when we were on vacation, every morning I would go down to the front desk and I would have them print off what's called the Times, New York Times Digest, okay? They had... What are you laughing about?
The text line.
Okay. So one day we're sitting in the lobby, you know, because everybody sleeps in except me and Kelly, my mom, and my brother. And I'm reading the New York Times, drink my coffee, and sure as hell, there is a study that finds that more and more companies, it's not me that just thinks I noticed this, it's true, more and more companies are doing biracial couples in their advertising.
Sure.
Because apparently... it makes the company look progressive and inclusive.
Okay.
So even though biracial couples are a distinct minority, no pun intended, of married couples in America, you're seeing a lot of biracial couples in commercials. Because for whatever reason, even though you're married to a white guy, you're married to a white guy, I'm dating a white woman, it somehow makes us feel... that the company is inclusive. Speaking of including people in things like, I don't know, a Father's Day gift or something like that, let's bring in Kansas City's anchorman from Moline, Illinois, Chris Katz. Hello, Chris.
Hey, happy Father's Day, Scott, if I don't see you between now and Sunday.
Well, Chris, happy Father's Day to you. I just wanted to let you know in advance what your gift is. It's squat.
Jack squat, I think.
Yeah, jack squat. You're not getting a damn thing for Father's Day.
I am just now getting back into town after six, almost seven wonderful days with my mother up in the Quad Cities, and a little side trip to Chicago. Everything was good. My mother made me paint her garage, you know, but that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine.
So.
But no, as far as Sunday goes, yes, there has been a discussion, which I think Dana alluded to moments ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As for any sort of specific plans, it appears none have been made, which again is fine. You know, I have learned in all my many years, Scott, and I think you could probably attest to this as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really only matters that guys take care of Mother's Day, mm-hmm. and if Father's Day just kind of gets, you know, if it slips through the cracks and it sort of, yeah. you know, slid under the door, mm-hmm. it's okay.
I am not going to let you slip through a crack.
I mean,
dear.
Chris, let's remember what we are. We didn't we didn't carry a baby for 9 months.
True.
We didn't birth
Absolutely
it. We're a sperm bank. I mean, that's what we are.
I acknowledge all of that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so you're with all due respect, Katz, and I love you, and I think you have some sort of admiration for me.
Right back at you.
Yeah, thanks, brother. Nobody cares about us.
Exactly.
We're just guys. Yeah.
Especially in our families, we matter about a notch above maybe the second cat in the family.
Below Tank and maybe below even Tank. Odie, but above the cat that tried to kill itself with a bra. Yeah.
Right.
Well, certainly below Tank. But
oh, yeah.
Sure.
Will you please travel home safely, dear?
Oh, no, he's already home.
I'm already home. I'm in the metropolitan area.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Yeah. But I you know, as far as golf on Sunday, I heard you allude to that. I am on the tee sheet, but what she also didn't share with you is that we have a couple of kids right now at a camp. And we may have to run and get them. So I may be back on the road Sunday doing that. Which again is fine. They need a ride home certainly, and so you know that it may fall upon me to do that.
Well, I would just like to say publicly. I have a surprise for you, but I do not want to share it.
You don't have it.
I knew you were listening.
No, you didn't. You just said you thought he. Wait, Chris, hang on. Wait,
Katz. That for the benefit of the audience.
Katz, that's exactly right. Hang on, because sure. I just caught her in a lie, and before I forget it, I want to point it out. You did not think he was listening because you just said you thought he was in Moline, Illinois.
No, I knew he was en route.
That's not what
en
you
route,
said.
En route, dear.
You
and
said,
I'm so
when
glad
you
you're
get
back.
Home.
Yeah, we'll talk later. That's all good. That's
what did you get him?
Which, again, means
that... I tell you.
You know,
because
you
didn't get him anything.
That's okay. But that's okay. I let her completely off the hook on it.
Okay, I will see you soon, and I love you.
I love you.
All right, hey, Katz?
Yes.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay, buddy. Goodbye. Okay.
I looked this up because I want to share this, please.
You didn't get him anything, did you?
Interracial marriages across the U.S.
5%.
3% in 1967 and jumped to 17% in 2015. So I think if you're a company and you want to leave out 17% of married couples in your advertising.
Define interracial.
I think the definition of interracial is marrying someone of a different ethnic background than you.
Hispanic?
Yes, all of it.
Well, Hispanic is technically Caucasian.
This says 17%.
Mm. When I think of interracial, I think of black and white.
Nope, Asian.
Black and Asian.
Listen, Asian and Latino newlyweds are more likely to marry outside of their race or ethnicity than black or white newlyweds.
But what I'm saying is if a white man marries an Hispanic woman, that's not an interracial marriage. They're technically from the same race.
Yeah.
So I think they would count that as interracial. What I'm saying is it isn't. Interracial is black and white, black and
Asian.
Okay,
here you go. Despite lagging behind Asian and Hispanic newlyweds, black and white newlyweds experienced the most dramatic growth. The rate for black newlyweds has more than tripled since 1980 from 5 to 18%. For white newlyweds, the rate has almost tripled from 4% to 11%.
Then I stand corrected.
I think it's more than you think.
I don't think it's that high, but if they say it is, so be it. Okay.
So let's go to break. I do have a gift. Bye.
Okay.
Hey, if you have ever even thought about getting a top-of-the-line Generac home standby generator, boy, now is the time to do it. They are offering right now a free 7-year parts and labor warranty, and that is a big deal on qualifying Generac generators because that warranty is valued at over $700. It is a real value. That warranty covers all parts and labor for 7 years. From the date of installation. So if you've been kicking around the idea, thinking about getting a generator, now is the time to go with Generac at CMOs. And it comes with that free $700 value free 7-year parts and labor warranty. 816-781-4707 is the number to call for your free estimate. 816-781-4707 or cmmoseandson.com.
Supertramp on this Friday afternoon. It's hotter than hell outside.
Do you know, little known fact, that when we went to Napa last year on the Price is Right trip,
yeah.
Chris says to me, I want you to come out to dinner. We're going to make reservations for a girl that I used to date in high school. Like, what? He goes, oh my gosh, date. It was like 40 years ago, but I love her. We're good friends. You have to meet her husband. He was the guitar player for Supertramp.
What?
And I go, oh, no, he was not. And so he's like, yeah, but like, I don't know if you want to like bring it up. And I go, oh, no, we're bringing it up.
What was his name?
I don't, let me look. I remember her name really well.
Do you remember her last name? Is it the same as his?
Yeah, let me see. That's what I don't remember.
Here we go. Here are your members.
Okay, give me my choices.
Roger Hodgson. Frank Farrell.
Wasn't Frank.
Rick Davies. Mark Hart.
I think it's Mark Hart.
And where does he live?
If it's Sonoma, that's him. So here's what's interesting. We go to dinner. It never comes up. Like, we just start talking about other things. You know what I mean? Like, how are you? Tell me about your life. What's it like living in Sonoma? It never comes up. I had an entire dinner with the former guitar guy on Supertramp.
Well, was he like a founding? Because Mark Hart joined in 1986. So they are already past their heyday.
I don't know. I never asked.
But part of me was like, at no point you said, hey, you were in Supertramp?
Did you ever, I don't know, take the long way home? I kept wanting to work it into the conversation, and I never did.
I mean, it's probably better than
that. Sounds logical. I don't know. Nice to meet you. Goodbye, stranger. I never brought it up. And you know me. It's like the first thing I should bring up. But I didn't. They were so nice. And we talked about the wine, which I'm, you know. Cliff Hugo.
Cliff Hugo?
That's his name.
Let me see. I'm looking at Breakfast in America, which was their big hit.
Oh, my God. That's totally him. That is absolutely him.
I'm not seeing a Cliff Hugo.
He is the bass guitarist for the art rock band Supertramp.
When did he play with Supertramp?
1997 to 2008.
Did you have Breakfast in America?
Yes.
You did?
Okay. He is the bass guitarist for Supertramp. Worked with fellow Supertramp member Carl Verheyen.
Oh, here it is, Cliff Hugo.
Yes. All right, wait.
So he's listed as a past member.
So nice.
It says he is the bass guitarist for Supertramp.
In 2012, he appeared on the Beach Boys reunion album. I'm telling you, this guy was fascinating, and I sat with him all night, and it never came up. Not once. He gives guitar lessons on the side. I mean, they're just living a nice, retired life in Sonoma. And you know I fell in love with that city to the point that I said to Chris, we will come back and see them.
Let me see if he's like an original member.
What a great time we had. Well, if it was...
he's not an original member.
Oh, Rodney. How come I didn't know this? He played with Ray Charles.
Okay, simmer down.
Both on tour and in studio, Oh What a Beautiful Morning is a noticeable piece of his collaboration. Currently lives in Sonoma, California.
Okay. He's not on the first several records.
He played with Ray Charles. That's all I need to know.
Okay. Newsroom, Kara Markser.
The name of the deputy killed in today's shooting in KCK has been released. We'll have more next.
Man, summer is here. Give my guys at Seal Wants KC a call. Have them come out and beautify all of those outdoor areas of your home. Protect those investments like your patio, your deck, your driveway. That's a big one. Let them come out with their clear, penetrating, permanent sealant and put that stuff down. Help you protect it. You know Seal Once KC offers a 25-year warranty against deterioration. And how about those cracked and stained garage or basement floors? They got you covered there. They'll put that permanent polymer decorative coating down. Easy to clean, non-slip texture, looks amazing, and will definitely bring that wow factor to your home. Give them a call today for your free estimate, 816-942-3927. Mention Dana told you to call. Receive a 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
.332 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Deputy Patrick Rohr, a 7-year veteran of the Wyandotte County Sheriff's Office, was shot and killed during a prisoner transfer to the courthouse around 11:15 this morning. He was 35 years old, a graduate of Shawnee Mission Northwest. Another female deputy with him was also shot. She remains in critical condition. Police now looking at surveillance tapes from the courthouse to figure out exactly what happened.
This is a courthouse building, so there is video. We will be looking at that video.
Police spokesman Zach Blair there. The suspect was shot, taken to the hospital with unknown injuries. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Let me tell you, if you or an aging parent are in the market for a new place, carefree lifestyle, tired of the burden of maintaining a home, you need to check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek and Silvercrest at College View. Month to month, apartment homes are available right now. Gorgeous retirement community, 24/7 on-site security, stunning wooded views, and all of the amenities of today's modern retirement community. Three meals a day, housekeeping services, travel in the heart of beautiful Southern Overland Park. They got staff members out there who've been out there for 10, 20 years. One- and two-bedroom apartment homes are available now for anyone over age 55. They have traditional assisted living services, too, if you need that. Check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek and Silvercrest at College View. Ask anyone out there. They'll tell you, we wish we would have done this years ago. SilvercrestKansasCity.com. Go to SilvercrestKansasCity.com.
Keeping it dry straight through Monday, starting to work back in some wet weather chances by Monday night, and really ramping up the chances for showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday. But until that point, we're dealing with bone dry weather, high humidity, and hot temperatures. Sunny in mid-90s for the rest of this Friday. Tonight, we're clear, low 75, and wall-to-wall sunshine, hazy conditions Saturday and Sunday. Actual highs mid-90s, dangerous heat index values between 100 and 105. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
95 right now at KCI. It's 93 in Blue Springs, 95 at your official weather station. The radio.com app is the official new home of KMBZ. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Later be known as John Mellencamp. I need a lover.
Was he John Cougar Mellencamp?
He was John Cougar Mellencamp for about three albums in the mid-1980s. Maybe four. Story here from the Kansas City Star. After a five-year-old accidentally toppled a sculpture displayed at Overland Park's Tomahawk Ridge Community Center, his mom was stunned to receive an insurance company letter seeking to recover damages. To the $132,000 piece of art.
Hey, you break it, you buy it.
Five-year-old kid accidentally toppled a sculpture at Tomahawk Ridge Community Center. Overland Park and its insurance company then sent the family a bill for $132,000.
Excuse me. Can I ask the obvious?
Let me quote from mom here real quick. it is clear that accidents happen, and this was an accident. I don't want to diminish the value of their art, but I can't pay for that. The city responded that its insurance company is contractually obligated to reach out to the responsible party when public property is damaged. The artwork was on a stand inside the community center at 119th and Lowell. Yes, your question?
Love Overland Park. I love that city.
Yeah, great city.
Why would you have a sculpture worth $132,000 sitting atop a pedestal at a community center?
Okay. You could have stopped your sentence after dollars. Why does the city of Overland Park have a piece of art valued at $132,000?
I love art. Let's continue on with that sentence. Sitting on top of a pedestal in a community center. You know, from time to time, we go to...
Unguarded.
Yeah. From time to time, we go to Matt Ross Community Center. And let me tell you what you have there. You have you got some big rooms for meetings. You've got a gym. You have kids running around. There's a pool. Kids love the Matt Ross pool. And so, because there's a pool and there's a little lazy river in there,
over here at 100, Metcalf.
You have kids running around all the time. I've never been to this particular community center, I don't think, but I know what community centers look like. I know who they serve. If you are going to display a piece of art worth $132,000, nail it down. Velcro on the butt of it. Put some Velcro on the pedestal. Put a little glass case around it.
How about some Gorilla Glue? I don't know if we're going to have time.
If it's worth that much, why would you just set it there?
If it's worth that much, why is the city spending money for it? The city of Overland Park has absolutely no business with a piece of art that somehow got valued at $132,000. Now, some people are saying shame on the mom. The mom should have kept a better eye on her kid. And that's fair. That's a fair critique. But to Dana's point, why does the city of Overland Park have a piece of art that somehow gets valued at $132,000, unsecured, sitting in the middle of a community center?
To the mother's point and our texter's point, a little bit later in the article, if you keep reading, Scott, she makes the point, look, this thing should be secured. It should have been cemented down. And she says in the article, actually, the community center and the city are lucky that my son wasn't hurt.
Yeah, because
she'd
be suing.
So,
well, now simmer down, Mom.
Someone just said on the text line, look up the video. There is video of this thing toppling. And this is the texter. The texter says they are so lucky this kid was not seriously hurt.
Well, but to the mom, I would simply say simmer down. You're right. You're lucky the kid was not hurt with this piece of art falling on him or her. However, where were you when your kid was climbing on the art?
But no. And I'm not parent blaming here. I'm not going to do it. They were waiting on the They were waiting on the bride and groom to come out. They were right there. The kid was in the hallway. There's a lot of art in this room. We've all had kids that age, Scott. You're not going to be physically on top of them 24/7. There is no blame here for mom and dad. None.
When they're five?
They're here, and the five-year-old is over here.
Let me see.
You can see. Here's mom and dad.
Okay.
Five-year-old's over here.
Well, why wasn't five-year-old with mom and dad?
It's a community center. Oh, my gosh. Do you not remember having kids that age? Let them run. Here he comes to the statue.
I would be attentive if my child was trying to climb a piece of art.
Here it comes. Okay, this is a large bust-looking thing. Stand by. I mean, I remember...
Let me see how big the art is.
It's a bust. It's up here. Hang on. I remember taking my daughter to the Nelson, and you know the sculpture inside there that looks exactly like a security guard? I mean, it is a security guard. She was so mesmerized by the lifelike quality of the life-sized security guard art, she went over to it. She was probably 10, and she looked in his eyes. She looked down at his hands, and I was right there, Scott. She looked at his shoes because he looked so real. And then she took one of her fingers, and she touched his hand and then kind of backed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, one of those museum docents was on her like, you know, he goes, do not touch the art. And I go, I am so sorry, sir. You are absolutely right. She just couldn't help herself. It looks so real. And he goes, well, she needs to try.
So the parents are not responsible for making sure that their kids don't climb on art?
They weren't climbing on art. He just went over to look at it. It's about to topple. Here we go.
How does it topple?
And it comes down. Oh, yep. He goes up and he's touching it.
He's just touching the piece of art and it falls over.
Yeah, and this looks heavy. Scott, I'm not going to lie. It looks heavy.
All right, so Dana, something's not adding up. A five-year-old kid touches a piece of art.
Here it comes. It's coming down on him right now. See the bust? Here it comes. And look, he's trying to put it up. Boom. Falls here.
Okay, he falls. So he was climbing on the art. The kid falls down.
He was trying to touch the art. And the mom immediately jumps up and is like, whoops, so how do you, over there.
I'm not
parent blaming here.
I will.
No. Do you not remember having kids that age?
I don't remember having kids that climbed art.
You cannot be on top of them 24/7. That's ridiculous.
What is mom doing in the video?
She's waiting for the bride and groom to come out. What? She is sitting in a couch 20 yards from this kid.
Is she on her phone?
No.
Let me see.
No, she's not. She was talking to these two women.
Go back to the beginning of the video.
I'm telling you, this is ridiculous. The city cannot go after a five-year-old.
What is in her hand? What is in her hand?
In a public community center.
Let me see it.
It looks like a drink. The city,
push
Scott,
play.
You are being ridiculous.
Well, I think Overland Park and the parents are
the
being
The city
ridiculous.
Cannot go after a five-year-old for unsecured art in the lobby of a community center. No.
Now, why mom is not paying any attention? And I don't know, let me watch.
But what do you want her to do? Stare at him every second that he's... You know what? You are milking the benefit of having girls that you don't have to worry about anymore. This is why I always say you could not pay me $1 trillion to have a toddler again. Not doing it. I have a girlfriend who had her two kids at the pool the other night. You are forgetting what that was like. Where'd he go? See here?
I don't think that's fair. No, I'm not. Mom is sitting on a couch.
If that is in fact mom. And you know what? She's not going over to the little boy, so I'm not entirely sure that's mom.
Well, then that even makes it worse, doesn't it?
No.
Then if that isn't mom, and I think it is, but if that isn't mom, where is mom?
It's a wedding, Scott. Do you not remember being at a wedding with a five-year-old?
No, I don't.
They run around like crazy people on the dance floor. They get into the cake. This is why brides say, please no children. And I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I remember your wedding. Were there children there?
No.
Okay. Maybe you don't bring your five-year-old to a wedding. Maybe you get a babysitter.
Girlfriend of mine says, I'm screaming in my car. Do not blame the parent. This is child blame. The child was wrong and ruined the art.
Okay. 576-7798, Dana Wright, Rod Babcock. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
I have been riding around town in my Volkswagen Tiguan. I love that car. I love the Tiguan. I love the Atlas. And they said to me, hey, why don't you come check out something smaller? We want you to test drive the Jetta. Let me tell you, it's incredible. Do you know the warranty on the 2019 Jetta? In fact, all new VWs, 2018 and up, is incredible. 6 years, 72,000 miles, transferable bumper-to-bumper warranty. It is the best warranty in the market today, hands down, bar none. All of the new VW 2018s and up, 6 years, 72,000 miles. It is a transferable bumper-to-bumper warranty. I loved the way that little Jetta rode around. I've got too many kids to put them in the Jetta, but if you're looking for something smaller, go with the Jetta. It's actually on the same frame as the Atlas and the Tiguan. It rides amazing. Go to VWLeaseSummit.com. Check out the Zero Zone. They've got a great deal right now. You'll pay $0 down, $0 a month for 4 months with zero hassle. Why pay more somewhere else? Get to the Zero Zone at Volkswagen Elite Summit. VWLeaseSummit.com. VWLeaseSummit.com.
Man, I came home the other night and all my was out in the front yard. I said, could be one thing going wrong. That crazy ass girl of mine, let me go up in here and see what's wrong with her this time. Went up in the house, she's sitting there looking all crazy. I said, what's wrong, baby? She said, you don't love me. I said,
said, you know I love you. She said, no, you don't. You stay out all night with your friends drinking and carrying on. Don't even think to call me and let me know where you at.
576.
Well, hold on, baby. Let me tell you one more time. Maybe you believe me.
7798. I like the music. Oh, we're in a- I said I love you, baby. Now, don't forget, we got Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. And we are on the road 1 week from today. We're at 54th Street Grill and Bar.
You know,
in Blue Springs.
I love the self-righteousness that comes out when a story like this happens with a kid that toppled a statue at an Overland Park convention community type center. It's called being an attentive parent. Wedding or not, I'm going to pay attention to my kid and make sure they're not doing what they shouldn't be. Then why do we have drownings?
That's a great question.
Why do we have kids who wander away from home? Why do we have kids who go into a store and knock over a display of avocados? Just because you have a toddler, you are not capable. It is not possible to stand over, unless you rope yourself to them, that child 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's not possible.
A long time ago, right after you first and this show first started, you said something that struck me, like, really stuck with me, and I am very vigilant of it now because I'd never thought of it before. You said that when drownings and the kid gets run over by a car and all these things, when these things happen, it's when there's nine adults there.
It's more adults
and two kids. And that's when it happens, because everybody assumes someone else is keeping an eye on them.
Correct.
And you told me that some story about some kid that had gotten run over something. And it really, I was like, you know, that is so accurate. And I see it all the time.
The pool's the worst. The swimming pool is the absolute worst example.
Well, or whenever we go somewhere, like as a big group with all the kids and all the, yeah. Everybody assumes someone else had an eye on it.
From the text line, I rarely agree with Dana, but she is spot on. This is a community center, not an art gallery. A piece of art worth more than $130,000 should not be set out at a community center, in all caps, ever. This is a place for families and shouldn't have been a concern for a parent.
Travis in Gladstone. Hello, Travis.
Yes.
Hi.
Well, I just wanted to say love you guys, love our show.
Thank you, man.
That, and I work in the body shop industry, and what I'm going to say is, and I heard you say the insurance contacted them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is a case of the insurance wanting to get away with not paying. You know, in the body shop industry, this is all too often. You know, that they want to, you guys wreck your cars, they want to put used parts on them, put aftermarket stuff on them, that, you know, they're getting away with murder on stuff.
Hey, Travis, thanks for the call. Let me ask you this, Scott. When George Harrison lost his 3-year-old son out of an apartment window, was that his fault?
You mean Eric Clapton?
Yep. Was that his fault that he was in the bathroom and his 3-year-old son fell out the window? You've got to be very careful when you start blaming.
Yeah, yes. I mean, if you want to be honest about it, yes. Eric Clapton's son fell through an open window in a high-rise apartment in New York City. Yes, that is Eric Clapton's fault.
And I don't think it's fair to say, under any circumstance, that you can be honestly expected to stare at that child every second of every minute of every day.
Well,
and if we all held each other to that standard, nothing bad would ever happen,
Dana,
Scott.
Dana, let me ask you something. And I don't remember how many floors it were, but I believe it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 14, maybe 15. If you lived in a high-rise apartment building in New York City,
I'd have bars on the windows.
With a toddler, okay?
Yep.
Would you leave a window open?
I would have bars on the windows.
That's not what I asked. Would you leave a window open?
Accidents happen.
I understand.
All the time.
But when there is an, for example, let's use that word accident. You blow through a stoplight tonight on the way home, mm-hmm. and you collide with another car. Mm-hmm. You've just been involved in an accident. Mm-hmm. But technically, while it is an accident, you are to blame. You blew through the stoplight. and hit another driver. If you live in a 14-story high-rise apartment and you have a toddler and you leave a window open while you go take a shower, your toddler leans up against the screen and falls out the window to its death. That's your fault. I'm sorry.
I cannot agree with you there.
Okay.
I think horrible things happen every day to very, very good parents.
I agree with you. That's not to say the parent isn't without some fault. Eric Clapton never should have had that window open while he left his son unattended. His son fell from the window because he wasn't.
Okay, my last question.
That's all.
How many times have we heard Charlie's House that a child in a bedroom crawls up a dresser, the dresser falls and crushes the child? Is that the parent's fault? You're downstairs making dinner. You're in your own home.
I mean, you can certainly make that argument.
You have lost your damned mind.
Okay. Newsroom, Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ, a deadly day for the Wyandotte County Sheriff's Office. More next.
You know, it's something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. Whether it's a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, Dale's in Blue Springs can get you taken care of. Their work, by the way, guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get your car or truck fixed right the first time. They are professionals. I've been out there many times. Dale's a friend of mine. I have seen his crews at work, and I swear by him. 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.